Hello, Agape Church and friends. Welcome in to the Building Up Podcast. This is episode number 145. This morning, in some time I was taking to read through the Psalms and pray, I was in Psalm 56, and I came across verse 13. And verse 13 in Psalm 56 says this, "For you have delivered my soul from death, yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life." This morning when I read that you have delivered my soul from death, that I may walk before God in the light of life, in the light that is life. And of course, we know that the light of the world is Jesus, and he is the life abundantly that we have from God. So the light of life, no doubt, we can think of as Christ, that God has delivered our soul from death, that we could walk before him in Christ Jesus. And I just became profoundly grateful for my salvation. And I don't even know how long this podcast will be, but I just wanted to record an episode to exhort all of us to take time to think about what has been done for us in Christ. That if you are listening to this and you are a believer, you count yourself among the faithful, that you claim Christ to walk with him, that God has done such a magnificent thing for you. Those words don't even do it justice. He has done such an astounding thing for you. He's delivered your soul from death, and he keeps your feet from falling, that you may walk before him in Christ. The previous verse in Psalm 56, the psalmist says, "I must perform my vows to you, O God. I will render thank offerings to you." And so we see this constantly in the Psalms, but the psalmist here is saying, I have a responsibility to you, God. I have a duty to perform. I have a vow that I must complete before you. And that is that I'm going to render to you what you are due, sacrifices and offerings. I'm going to make offerings to you, my God. And here's the particular offering that he's talking about. It's a thank offering. I am going to give you the offering of thanksgiving. I'm going to give you the offering of praise. And then immediately, he began saying, "For you've delivered my soul from death. You've kept my feet from falling so that I can keep walking before you in the light of life." I'm so immensely grateful for all that I get to do. I'm immensely thankful for my family, my kids, being a pastor. I'm immensely thankful to be able to encourage and exhort people in the gospel, to have opportunities to teach the word and to share with others, you know, the gospel of Jesus, and to do pastoral counseling and try to help encourage and guide people by the word of God. But my life today looks so different than it did 20 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago, but especially 20 years ago. And when I was coming out of a time period where I had been steeped in sin and had spent so long, almost a decade from my teen years up into my mid-20s, that I just wasn't walking with the Lord, even though I had claimed Christ and to be saved and had been baptized. And I do think the Lord was doing something in my life, but I had just walked away from all of that, or at least set it aside. And I was just living my life, and I was overwhelmed by temptation. And I wasn't interested in the things of God. I wasn't interested in worship and the word and prayer, only if I needed something, or times where I became really afraid of the afterlife and eternity and what might happen to me. But even during that time period when I would go to church, it was just religious practice. And I came to a place of just wanting to know that God still loved me, wanting to know that he still cared about me, wanting to know that he had not washed his hands of me, and began calling out to him and crying out to him. and was convinced for a long time that he wasn't even listening. But through a process of getting involved in a church community and coming under pastoral care and walking through some of these hard questions that I had with other brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord began to slowly chip away at my fears and my doubts and my confusion, and led me into a lot of repentance and confession of sin, which was really difficult, but over time just began to heal and restore me. But even then, even in all of those good things that he was doing for me, I would have never imagined having the opportunity to lead a church and use my gifts to serve and help others. And amazing to know and look back now and say, truly, the Lord delivered my soul from death, number one. Like, there's no reason, there's nothing. Like, I am someone who believes in God's sovereignty in salvation. But even if that is not true in general, I know it's true for me. Because there's nothing that I bring to the table. There's zero. There's no, absolutely no reason at all, no explanation at all for my life with God other than he loved me and delivered my soul from death. But not only did he do that, not only did he deliver my soul from death, but he has kept my feet from falling off the path and into destruction. Even as someone trying to walk with him, many times I've had challenges and opportunities to get off that path and to fall, and he has kept my feet from falling, that I could walk before him in the light of life and experience the joy and the abundance of joy of being with him, experience the abundance of joy of abiding with him, and experience the abundance of joy of being a part of his church and leading in his church. And I'm so thankful for that. And it just got me thinking today how easy it is to get focused on all of the things going on in our lives that we're disappointed by or discouraged by or hurting over or frustrated in, and having these questions about, well, where's God in this, and is God good in these things, and why is God not being as quick to answer these prayers as I want him to be? And it's easy to start doubting his goodness and forget what he has done for us in delivering our souls from death. And I think he does so much more than that, because he keeps our feet from falling and lets us walk before him in the light of life. But just the very act of what he has done to deliver our souls from death is worthy of our praise, our thanksgiving, our breath from now until we stand before Jesus. And after that, in all of eternity, he is worthy of our praise forever and ever and ever and ever, as we are a testimony to his goodness. So your story, what is that story? Now, what is your testimony about God? Even if you're a person who you've had the gift of having always been in church, and your earliest memories are coming to Christ and being baptized and just walking with him, even then, how good God has been to you to deliver your soul from death at an early age, that you could walk before him in the light of life for all of your life. Or if you're someone who experienced times of not walking with God, not believing in Christ, steeped in your sin, then certainly you have this glorious opportunity to think through your story and how God has delivered you. And yes, we want the opportunities to share those and to tell others about what Christ has done for us, but really what we're talking about right now is just being thankful before God. Because what the psalmist is talking about is performing our vow to him by rendering thank offerings. And I think that's my encouragement, is we need times. We need moments, days, where we just thank God for saving us. We don't need to overlook that. We just need to thank him for what he has done in delivering us from death and letting us walk before him in the light of Jesus. The whole world is steeped in darkness. So many people out there who are living in darkness, it's like a veil over their eyes. They're blinded, as the Bible says, to the glory of God that is in the face of Jesus Christ. They're blind to that. They think this is foolishness. They think what we do is foolishness. What's the difference? That it's up to this point, we have received mercy, and he's delivered our soul from death. And our prayer and our hope is that those people also will respond to God's goodness and will respond to his call through the gospel, and that he will have mercy upon them and they will be saved. But we need times where we just think, how different could our life be if God had not chosen to deliver our souls from death? How different would our life look? And it's appropriate for us to bring before him offerings of thanksgiving for what he has done. And that was really it for this episode. I wanted to lay that before you. I read that this morning, and I was just kind of overwhelmed by how thankful I am for what God has done. And I want to encourage you to think about your story and what God has done for you, and that he has delivered your soul from death. He keeps your feet from falling, and you get to walk before him in Christ, in the light of life. Praise God for that. Thank you for being with us on this episode of the podcast. I look forward to being with you on the next one. Until then, grace and peace to your family.
Thank you for listening to the Building Up Podcast, a ministry of Agape Church in Pinson, Alabama. If you have a question about today's podcast or would like to suggest a topic for the future, please email us, buildingup@agapepinson.com. To subscribe to this podcast, simply search for Building Up from Agape Church in your favorite podcast app. My face so fierce, he looked straight into me and said, "Son, I've given you victory. I can hear the sound."